Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Taylor Swift's Folklore album remains at the top of the Billboard album charts after 6 weeks. The album has the longest streak at the top of the charts since Drake's Views 4 years ago, and the surprise release has sold 860,000 copies in the US alone and nearly 2 billion streams worldwide. She's dominating.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Music legend Jerry Lee Lewis has been inducted into the Hall of Fame in Mississippi. Nice one, Jerry. Other 2020 inductees include Bo Diddley, Tammy Wynette, and the iconic bluesman John Lee Hooker.
Do you remember the epic single Titanium with David Guetta and Sia? Oh yeah, basically kickstarted her career. Well, the team is back together again. I'm talking David Guetta and Sia, and this Friday they'll be dropping their latest collaboration, but this is all we have.
Is that it?
That's it. Kind of sounds epic, though. I can see what they're trying to do there.
The Queen is hosting a drive-in cinema experience at her Sandringham estate. For about $60 a vehicle, British moviegoers can roll up to check out 1917, Rocketman, Toy Story, The Greatest Showman, Moana, and Grease. Although it's not known if Her Majesty had any input into the choosing of the movies.
I reckon she definitely chose Grease. And do you remember Troop Beverly Hills with Shelley Long, where that precious Beverly Hills mum tries a hand at being a wilderness den mother?
Vaguely.
You never give me an ounce of credit for anything I do.
That's because you never do anything.
Well, then I guess I'm going to do something right now.
Approve.
Mom's going to be our new troop leader.
Who are you?
Phyllis Neffler. Troop Beverly Hills.
Ah, yes, that rings some bells.
Well, 30 years later, the cult classic from the late 80s is finally getting a sequel. It's unknown whether Shelley Long, the star of the original, or any of the other actresses from the film will reprise their roles, but Sony has started working on the script. And Tom Hanks has returned to Australia to resume filming on Baz Luhrmann's new Elvis Presley movie. A private jet touched down on the Gold Coast last night. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.